Every day I look up, every day it's already noon. The show is almost over, but the final hour, we promise it's going to be just as much fun as the first two that came before it. Buck Rising here with you until 1 o'clock. Darren Bates and Will Compton, they'll both be here coming up next. We'll get into a variety of different things. Bates hates Jimmy John's. He was starting fires across the internet yesterday. Name, image, and likeness has officially been approved in Tennessee. Both Bates and Will went to SEC schools and Big Ten schools, respectively. Now, I don't know if they were worth anything in college, but we'll ask them what they think about that, the ability for basically college athletes to monetize at this point. We will spend some time on that as well. Lucas Panzeca will update the polls at the end of the show. Why don't we take a look at the polls? We need to do a better job, I think, Lucas, of going back at some point during the show and seeing if we are still on our train of thought with the poll questions at this point. By the way, if you want to jump in on the conversation, 615-737-1045. 615-737-1045. So far, now I'm surprised that it's not more in favor. We have started the movement to defund the NFC East. I'm very much in favor of that. The Cowboys are going to open up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers whilst they raise their banner for the Super Bowl. That'll be the first game of the season on September 9th. We talked about the gas shortage. I'm curious how many people actually got gas, or how many people, rather, didn't get gas, because Wildside Productions writes in last night around 9 p.m., Kroger in East Nashville at Greenfield and Gallatin, no lines, all grades, stocked chips. Look at that. Pandemic prepared, or gas shortage prepared. James Hughes says that's a personal question. I guess he's talking about, you know, gastrointestinal issues. Thoughts and prayers, James. Filled up Monday afternoon for Jordan Sims. We'll have two today, only two bars left on the gauge. So you're living pretty dangerously at this point, right? Because you haven't filled up your gas tank. So
yeah, I've probably got like 50 miles before I'm on E.
And you have like 50 miles is basically your drive to and from work, yes?
I could stretch that out a couple days going. I live like 16 miles from the station.
So outside the perimeter.
Yes.
We need to get you closer at this point for your own safety. I think anywhere outside of, really anywhere past the nations is the wilds of West Tennessee. I think, does it not bother you to live out that far? Maybe, listen, we did the remote, or we did the Zone Golf Classic out there at Champions
Rockvale.
Run in Rockvale. That's the furthest outside of the perimeter that I've been, because I need to live in the city. I need to live in a major metropolitan area. I know the vast majority of our audience has a great deal of distaste for that. I feel like the vast majority of the audience just doesn't care about those kind of things in their life. I desperately need there to be civilization.
In the midst of the pandemic last summer, it was nice, because you couldn't really go anywhere anyway, restaurants, bars, and stuff like that. Bellevue's got a pretty nice outdoor scene with Percy Warner Park, and I got a creek behind my house so the cat runs around. It was nice.
So the cat runs around. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure the cat really taking advantage of the scenery. I still can't get over, people are continuing to send us the same picture of people filling up gas can upon gas can and piling them into the back of what appears to be a minivan. There are there's two people filling it up, and then a gif that somebody sent me of the dude from the Twisted Tea moment where he smacks the guy in the side of the head with the Twisted Tea. That's the gif that's being sent to me right now.
Probably the reason behind this gas shortage.
Sitting on a quarter of a tank, says Michael Otto, living dangerously. It's a problem. But something I want to get into with Will and Compton is this name, image, and likeness that has been passed, the bill into law. Bill Lee, governor of Tennessee, signed it into law last night, apparently. It's the latest state to sign a name, image, and likeness bill into law. Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, New Mexico have NIL laws that will take effect July 1. Now, you looked at me during the commercial break and you said you want nothing to do with this. You got nothing for it. You don't like the conversation. Why don't you like the conversation?
I'm not against name, image, likeness.
That's,
I don't want that.
Not what you said to me at all.
No, I don't like the conversation because I don't understand it. I mean, I'm so uneducated about it right now.
What what about the conversation do you not understand?
I mean, there's so many layers to this. Like, let me read.
No, not really. It's a bill that's being passed into law for athletes to be able to make money off their name, image, and likeness. What do you mean?
Okay, I'll read David Ubbin. I hadn't read his article yet, but his tweet. What does this new NIL legislation actually mean? I'm being generous when I say, quote, it's complicated. Our staff ran an explainer today that can help. I don't think it's as simple as you just profit off your name, image, and likeness. There's a lot of layers to it. Again, I'm not against it.
You're going to have to jump through loops.
Yeah, I need to be. I'd like to be a little more educated on it before I speak to it.
So why? It's Sports Talk Radio. What do you mean?
Nuance be damned.
Yeah. So I do find it interesting that the four previous, well, there's five previous outside of Tennessee being the sixth, but five of them now, SEC states, and then there's New Mexico. So clearly the big money states, the big money institutions, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, all ready to rock because that's where the best athletes are going, the Southeastern Conference. New Mexico, I'm not sure what they're doing. But what it says in this article that our friend Adam Sparks wrote for Yahoo.com, because I guess, does Sparks work for Yahoo now? Anyway, it's on Yahoo. Some states are moving ahead of the NCAA, which has been considering changes to its name, image, and likeness rule. It's a move that would fundamentally alter a system of amateurism that prevents athletes from participating in endorsement deals, monetizing their social media followings, or getting paid for signing autographs amid an enterprise that generates billions of dollars for their schools. MB says on YouTube, that is so embarrassing. Take the bus or get some exercise riding our bikes. What? Oh, the gas. I was like, what? What do you mean?
You got to explain yourself.
Yeah, this is the problem with the chat. The chat always doesn't always keep up with my train of thought, and then it immediately derails me. But for Tennessee, it says the bill would affect college athletes in men's and women's sports, but especially high-profile teams. There are four Division I FBS college football teams in the state. Tennessee, Vandy, Memphis, MTSU. Now, I want to know what the disparity, and again, this is Lucas is correct. We need more information before we like get into the nitty-gritty of this, and maybe we won't. I don't know how much people are interested in this outside of people whose children have futures as college athletes, outside of the people who have the potential to be college athletes themselves. Like, I'm not sure if they're, and maybe I'm incorrect on this, and I'd be curious to know, because I do think it's going to fundamentally alter some of the things in sports. And people would say, well, you want to keep college sports as pure as humanly possible. I think this is just, you know.
That ship sailed.
That's
what we're talking about with Will Bowling this week.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it is the romanticization of college sports. I think we're long past that.
Yeah, it's for the fans at this point. And the rare
and sometimes
one
that's
in a
okay,
million
by the
Trey
way.
Smith players.
Like, sometimes that's okay for it just to be for the fans. Spring games are just for the fans. Do they mean anything? No. But they're for the fans. They keep them happy. They feed them a little football, a little bit of red meat. Titans. Ooh, this is interesting. Teresa Walker has tweeted, our friend from the Associated Press. 2.5-point favorite. Let me ask you, Lucas. Who do you think would be favored between the Titans and the Cardinals right now?
Cardinals.
By how much?
Well, did you just say it?
No.
Okay. 1.5.
Wait, did I? Did I say
did
it?
You say 2? You said 2.5.
Oh, I'm an
before
idiot.
You asked me that.
Okay, so Cardinals by 2.5?
I would think the Cardinals would be favored.
Titans 2.5-point favorites at home versus Arizona.
Okay.
And home field usually worth about 3. Worth noting. So they're not a big favorite. I honestly, I don't know who I would bet. And I wouldn't bet in that because I don't bet on the Titans games. I'll bet everything else. But, you know, journalistic obligations and so forth would probably keep me from having legitimate skin in the game. But I'll tell you where I will have skin in the game. Coming up next, I'm Buck Rising. It's 104.5 The Zone. Now, higher love is certainly appropriate if Darren Bates was on the Zoom. But he has not yet made his appearance here on 104.5 The Zone. Of course, you can listen to The Raw Room wherever it is that you get your podcast. In the meantime, we have our other favorite linebacker. I think he's already my second favorite linebacker, and Bates isn't even here yet. It's Will Compton of Bussin' with the Boys. Good morning, William. You're on mute before you start talking, just so you know. I'll buy time because I'm a professional.
Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's how.
Good morning to you too, Buck. Hey, I will, you know what, however your rating system works, I'll go ahead and take second place. It's all, sometimes it's good not to be number one all the time. There's a lot of pressure that comes with that. But yeah, I'm not surprised that Darren isn't here yet.
Well, that's okay. We got time. Meanwhile, Will Compton is our favorite linebacker, and I'll tell you why. Because he is now brought to you by All American Pest Control. Plans starting at just $39 a month. Visit yuckbugs.com. Will Compton, courtesy of All American Pest Control. Look at that. Fine, we're 2 months in. We're finally going to get you set up that way. You're welcome.
Finally. Finally. I'm glad Pest Control listens to this and takes sees value in it.
Somebody's got to at this point. Maybe an NFL team, not quite yet, but we'll keep working on that for you, bud. So, Bussin' with the Boys, new episodes out every Wednesday morning. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever it is that you get your podcast. The latest episode, Josh Wolf, comedian. Now, we had Joshua Black on the show earlier today, also a local comedian. You guys seem to like to have comedians on the show, and I'm going to get into some name, image, and likeness stuff with you here in just a sec because I'm curious as to what you think about that. That whole deal. But what is it about comedians that make good guests for you and Taylor?
You know, comedians, man, they have enough self-awareness with themselves to where they feel comfortable saying whatever they want. And they just don't care. You know what I mean? Not that they don't care, but they understand how to not take everything so serious. I think Josh does a great job of that. They make the conversations fun. Like, they know how to ad lib. They know how to help carry us at times. Like, it's just fun. And they have stories. You know what I mean? Like, when you have football players on, you can get into some good storytelling, some good journey stuff, all that stuff. That's fun. That's fun as well. But when we're sitting there with somebody in a different industry, like comedy, you're able to like listen to stuff and actually be like really intrigued by it because we have no clue what goes on in that world.
A lot of people in my industry, some of them anyway, they try and get their background in stand-up comedy first because they think it helps. And I do think it's probably the most challenging thing to do of all of the levels of entertainment. I'm down here on the lowest rung of the entertainment ladder. Sports talk radio is not some kind of high-minded art that I'm out here doing. As much as I'd like to tell myself that 3 hours a day talking is something that not everybody could do. But stand-up comedy, is that something that you've ever thought about? Because you guys do a little bit of a comedy act, but I don't know if you've ever tried to incorporate legitimate comedy into what it is that you and Taylor do.
Yeah, I don't. Stuff like that's crossed my mind. But then you sit and you talk with these comedians and you realize, like, their own story and their own journey. Like, comedy doesn't get started for a long, unless you're extremely good at a young age and you're out there kind of like Kevin Hart was. But your kind of career doesn't get going until you go through the mud for years and years and years. Like, you spend your 20s grinding, you spend your 30s. Like, these guys are so good at their craft. Like, I thought about it, but then it goes away because, number one, when I was at Zany's and Josh was like, "Hey, do you want to go on for 5 minutes?" And I was like, "Hell no." Yeah. They open the door and you see the spotlight on the stage. And you're just like, you know, immediately nervous. Like, there's just got to be a level of, I don't know, man. You know, it would be interesting. It'd be fun. But I don't know if I could get over that the mental hurdle of getting out there and bombing. He says the biggest thing you need to do is you need to be okay with bombing. And I think if, like, I spent enough time, like, working on that and unpacking that, I could potentially getting around to trying some little show up session, whatever, open mic night for, like, 5 minutes. But I don't know, man. Those dudes are different, and they've been doing it for so long. Like, they have this level of psychology that I, like, want in my life.
Will Compton of Bussin' with the Boys is here with us on 104.5 The Zone. He's presented by All American Pest Control. His weekly appearance is Bussin' with Buck each and every Wednesday, and he showed up on time, which is his version of bombing. So he gets it out of the way very early, and then he comes in and he performs at a high level over the next couple of weeks. Yeah. So who did you go to Zany's with? Because I know you went with Jelly Roll. Was he the one who suggested that you get out there and give it a run, or did I misunderstand that?
Yeah, I was back in their green room, and they like Josh during his bit. They usually have like a random person. They allow them to make jokes.
Who is
right?
Josh? Go out Josh there. Wolf.
Josh Wolf. Yeah, okay. They allow a random person. So say they chose me, or say I go out there. I take 5 minutes of curating my own jokes. I spend 5 minutes saying jokes or whatever. I come back, and then Josh Wolf and the comedians help you curate better jokes off of what you tried doing. So they try and walk you through and help you through it. Then you go out at the end of his bit for another 5 minutes with Josh and whatever other comedians on stage with them. You go through your new bit of jokes, and they help, you know, either chirp you, not chirp you, but also like take you along and make it funnier as well. But they were like, hey, would you like to go out there for 5 minutes? And I was like, absolutely not. They're like, what's so different about you guys having fun and doing the comedy and stuff on the podcast versus doing it out there? It's like, well, our bus is isolated and there's nobody out there watching us. So it's like that internal fear of like being in front of people and doing jokes.
Yeah. I tried it one time in college. I was awful. I was so bad. Like, I thought I would be good at it. I got up there and I started to get into some bit that I thought would be funny, and that it ended up being too inside of a joke. And I just stumbled all over myself. It was, I can't remember the name of the comedy club in Bloomington, Indiana, but I tried and it was awful. And so I just figured I'd hide behind a sports talk radio microphone instead and not be as creative.
Yeah. And get edited and like, hey, let's not put that in there. Yeah. I understand. Josh has a funny story about about how he bombed. He's this up and coming comedian. He was young. He was killing it. And he got picked to go. It might've been somewhere in Arizona or Texas. I don't know. You have to listen to the episode, but he goes and bombs, right? And he's got like a good curated 10, 15 minutes maybe. And they tell him like, hey, you know, just go out there and do about 25 minutes. And he's thinking 25 minutes. Oh, my bad. 5 to 10 minutes is what he
25
had.
Minutes they is want an outrageous amount of time.
They wanted him to go. No, they wanted him to go out there for 25 minutes. He's part of this huge comedy, this big like comedy tour or something like that.
Yeah.
He's like 25 minutes. Like, I didn't know that. He goes out there and all he basically does is he rotates his same bit for 25 minutes because he didn't know what to do. He did not know what to do. He said people stopped listening to him. Like, they were having conversations while he's up there.
Oh,
he started talking to his girl that he brought with him, his girlfriend at the time. He's like, she's like, keep going. You're doing great. He's like, I'm just going to talk to you because no one is really listening.
Nobody else is listening to me.
Yeah. Oh, but it is beautiful, dude. But yeah, man, it's like getting over the whole bomb factor, I think is what I would have to do.
What's the most publicly embarrassing, whether it's as a professional athlete or otherwise, like what's the most publicly embarrassing moment you've had? Is that something that you can say in a safe way on the radio? And I can, you know, I'm a professional, so I can drag this out a little bit.
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. When I get put on the spot, my mind kind of goes blank. So I don't know. You know how it is, man. But I don't know. I feel like I get embarrassed. I can get embarrassed.
All right. So I can think of one for you. I can think of one for you. Do you remember, and maybe this isn't the most publicly embarrassed that you've been, but do you remember playing for the Oakland Raiders against the Tennessee Titans and a fullback,
there you go, get it.
A fullback going up over the top of you and mossing you. Shout out.
No. Zero embarrassment there. I would say my most embarrassing moment is when Roger threw me in the stands on the first play of the game.
Roger Saffold.
When Roger Saffold put his paws on me and about threw me into the stands, that was embarrassing. That's a good call. That's a good recall right there. But no, the KB moment, I really did not get embarrassed. Like, he made a hell of a play.
I know.
Ryan threw a hell of a ball. He made a hell of a play. Like, I was on him. I challenged the ball. I went through the hands. I went through the pocket. They made a good play. And it's interesting, too, because I was around with Kari, KB, when he was at Vanderbilt. Like, I gave him, I remember giving him, hopefully Vanderbilt doesn't get in trouble for this. It's not very big. But I remember giving him a duffel bag full of supplements that I took so he didn't have to go pay for his own supplements. Because he would ask me, what can he do to get better? Like, we would have deep talks all the time. And so when he mossed me, I want to say the next drive, when we punted it or something like that, and he was running down with me, and I was like, hey, man, nice catch. I was like, how crazy is it that now you're on the same field with me and you just mossed me, and you were just in my living room in 2018 when I was on the Titans and I was helping you out with Vanderbilt? And he's like, man, that's the craziest It was wild. So I don't get embarrassed by that moment. It's just fun for people on Twitter.
Uh-oh. We have had a third member join the Zoom room. Darren Bates of the Raw Room is now here with us on 104.5 The Zone. His screen froze up, so I don't know if DB's actually there. What's going on, brother? We got you?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here, man. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Will Compton is rolling his eyes at you. He didn't think you were going to show up today.
See, I was in here trying to get this work in. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's usually my workout time. So, you know, I don't know. Will, you see he over there on the couch and shit. I mean, stuff. My bad.
Yeah, I started at 8 in the morning.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. You ain't got 3 kids. My bad.
Oh.
Listen, you're the one that tried projecting on me. I'm just answering like I went at 8 in the morning. Like, it's all good if you got
Oh, yeah, right. All right. I like those light workouts you get going.
Darren, man, you came in here not 3 seconds and dropped the words you can't say on the radio.
Hey.
What'd he say?
What do you mean, what'd he say? I'm not going to repeat it.
I forget it's the radio. You know, I'm used to the podcast world.
That's all right. The podcast is the Raw Room. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever it is that you get your podcast. Man, we had bets running on this to see how long it would take DB to drop one. It's okay. We caught it because we're professionals around here. We got a dump button. It's a 20-second delay. It's all
I knew y'all would come prepared and ready for me.
We got you. So what are you up to right now in the off season? You're podding. You and Will both got podcasts. Are you competing in the podcast game? Are you trying to muscle each other out?
I mean, you're not trying to do anybody. I'm competing, you know, my mind, you know, competing. I'm trying to chase them. So I look at the competition, trying to get up to their level. You know, get their respect in the streets. Like, I'm trying to get mine like this, basically. You know, we're trying to chase the next podcast ahead of them or whoever he admires. So I don't feel like we're competing against each other as far as, you know, like enemies, but, you know, we are competing that to keep going up, keep climbing.
Will, you trying to keep DB off your turf, or how's this looking? Because he's taking a very diplomatic approach. I wasn't prepared for that.
Well, because you just don't get it, Buck. Like, DB and I, we've been on the same team a couple times now. And last year during the season, we'd sit in the locker room and game plan and strategize, like, how we both kind of do stuff. Like, DB's newer in the space, so he's obviously got questions. And, like, we both run ideas off of each other. So we work together at the same time. Like, we understand that we're athlete podcasts in the same space and that there's a competitive factor to it. But we also know how to, like, you know, play everybody against each other, play against each other as well, like play into all those storylines that people want to make. But we help each other, man. It's a rising tide lifts all ships. So that's what we're trying to do.
Look at you out here trying to position me as big bad media guy. You two are united against me. Stop it.
You are.
Bates, am I the bad guy in all of this? I feel like somebody got to have my back on this show today. Somebody.
I feel like you gotta play the devil's advocate sometimes. You gotta
do that from time to time. Will,
it's just the game you're playing, Buck. It's the game you're playing. Like, you know, you have to, you know, everybody in your industry, you gotta find some of the hot takes, some of the headlines. Unfortunately, you can't hate the player. You gotta hate the game. Like, clicks. You gotta get some headlines to drive some clicks. And you guys got to figure out, you know, when there's ups and downs and ebbs and flows of a player. So I get the game you're in, but yeah, you are on that side of the line.
Well, Bates dropped in and out of the Zoom. I'm pretty sure he's back with us now. He's on mute.
I'm over at Daquan's house. He has full service over here.
Over there at Daquan Jones' house, you guys getting a pump in. All right, I see you. So Darren, it's good that you got on the show today. Cause I don't know if you remember this, and this is a story that I've never told Will, but the first time that I got "Hey Rookie" as a dumb media vulture in the Titans locker room was by Darren Bates. Now, I don't think there's any chance that Darren remembers this, but this was as scared as I've ever been in my life. I was 22 years old. There was a consistent theme all throughout the course of that season. A DB liked to bring in the boombox. He likes to crank it up. He likes to get hype before practice gets going. And so there was a video that I took of Derek Morgan that year, and you couldn't hear what Derek Morgan was saying over the music in the background. And I was getting chirped at on Twitter, like, turn the music down. You can't hear anything that he's saying. And I responded to somebody, not tagging Bates. I said, you know, that's Darren Bates' music. You can holler at him if you want it. And all so this was a month later that this finally came to a head. And all of a sudden, Robbie Bourne from Titans PR, because the music kept getting louder and louder and louder every week that we were in there. And finally, Robbie comes over to me and goes, "Hey, Darren wants to talk to you." I go, "Who, me?" It's just fat little, you know, basically teenage me thinking, what? I don't want to get into a confrontation. What happened? And Darren literally, you came over, you put your arm around my shoulder and was like, "Hey, this is our locker room. Like, this isn't how it's going to go down." Just basically like, "Shut the hell up. Get out of here. We're not messing with your stuff." It's as scared as I've ever been in my life. There's no way you remember that. See,
but I know that year was my first year with the Titans, and it was a little different from how I did things other places as far as the media and the locker room. So, yeah, I had to try to get a little power back to the players in there.
Hey, DB's the king of that, man. That is the sacred players locker room. You think PK, I don't want to say his full name and give him that much credit, but you think PK ever got ever was scared of confrontation with DB?
Hell yeah, because I was there the day that it happened. And by the way, Bates, this got to give you a little bit of satisfaction. This is no longer his radio slot. It's mine now. So it's a little different. It's a little different around here. And guess who's on the show? Guess who's on the show?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's how we work it. Yeah. No, I mean, just from a player standpoint, like, because you guys have on both of your podcasts, Raw Room is with Darren Bates. You can check it out wherever it is that you get your podcast. Subscribe, rate, review. Bussin' with the Boys, Will Compton and Taylor Lewan. You guys have conversations with your teammates, with people that you like. DB, we had Josh Black, the comedian, on earlier in the show. You guys have had him on several times. Local boy kills it. To be able to have those conversations amongst yourselves lets people who are on the outside, fans, into what you guys are like behind the scenes instead of having to go through us. And I'm wondering, Darren, how you found that as a means to just kind of let people get to know your personality, because Will knows it from being your teammate. You guys take the stepbrothers pictures. Yeah. I get a little bit of it just based off the several years that you've been around and I've gotten to cover you. But have you found yourself comfortable in those settings, letting people to get to know you in a way that they might not otherwise get?
Oh, yeah. That's the reason why I wanted to start the podcast, because you find people never really put the microphone in my face and give me a chance to talk a lot, you know, much. So, and I've like, shoot, you know, I'd rather tell my story my way with other people being able to tell their story their way, and it just be a thing. And then I saw my homeboy, one of my best friends, comedian Derek Poston, who's gets on the show a lot. He started his podcast back in like 2017, I want to say. And that gave me, like, I was, you know, my first time seeing about podcasts, and I was like, okay, that's cool. And then when Will started his, and then I went back on one of my friends, and it was like, all right, I want to do my own now. And I think I know how I want to do it. And it was just those two guys gave me the motivation to do it and just went from there.
Compton, are you listening to your teammates' podcast and like looking to give him pointers, or how does like that interaction go? Because I know there's got to be it's not competing podcasts, obviously. You guys are in two different lanes here, but like, are you guys discussing how you go about putting together the show and kind of like comparing experience?
Yeah, it's not necessarily like if I watch their clips or hear something audio wise, or he'll hear something audio wise, and then we get in the locker room the next day and we just kind of ask questions about, hey, how do you go about doing this? How do you, I liked where you had that camera. Like, who did you end up? Like, cause when I went to his set, it's funny because it where he's at right now is where the bus is actually parked out in the parking lot right next to where he is.
Oh yeah.
But he's got a setup to where you're asking questions like how they get cameras a certain way, how he gets his production done. But it's a lot about like setup and how you go about things on, whether it's social media or how we cut up clips, how like he would have stuff like the Raw Room introduction, his little title sequence with like his clip. So I would ask like, hey, who set that up for you? So it's a lot of like infrastructure stuff, I would say, not necessarily us listening to each other's episodes and thinking you could do this better or that better or anything like that. It's more just a lot of production.
Hey, I don't have the luxury. I've got a podcast myself, but I don't have the luxury of being able to go over on the radio side of things. So We'll have to cut this one short today, but DB, come back sometime. I know we caught up with you late. I know you're in the middle of a workout, but I think we need to do one of these in person, have a little more fun with it.
Absolutely. I agree with you, man. Yes. I'm all for it.
Darren Bates of The Raw Room. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever it is that you get your podcast. Will Compton of Bussin' with the Boys, presented by All American Pest Control. Will joins us each and every Wednesday here on the radio show. We'll come back.
Hey, DB, keep doing that working man's mentality, baby. Free agents for life.
Hey, you already know. Hey, blue collar, baby. That's what we do, baby. Already easy.
Yeah. We'll see y'all. We'll come back, wrap the radio show up next. I'm Buck Rising. It's 104.5 The Zone. Wait, what are you bringing me back with? Is this what I think it is?
Probably.
You are playing a dangerous game today, my friend. I have put Lucas in so many bad spots for the last 3 hours, but I've had a great time doing it. My mentions are just aflame right now. It gives me great delight. And that was a lot of fun. If you missed any of Joshua Black from earlier this morning, if you missed any of Darren Bates and his terrible Zoom connection, and Will Compton from Bussin' with the Boys, the podcast is the Buck Rising Show, wherever it is that you get your favorite podcast. You don't know what's going to happen. It's schedule release day. So, of course, we're going to talk to a local comedian and bring on two out-of-work linebackers with podcasts. That's the way that I like to do business, Lucas. I'm sorry if that's a little unconventional for you.
Glad you've had fun.
See, I can't see how red in the face he's been for basically two of the 3 hours today where he's having to live on edge. But I am howling at what happened over the... Really, I've just had a great time today. I've just had so much fun. And that's because we are pushing Lucas to the boundaries. But buddy, it's almost over. All you got to do is hit the sound for the polls. Maybe don't. Lucas, come on, man. It's the one thing we got left to do. It's the thing that we do every day. It's time for Lucas Panzeca, maybe, to update the polls.
Stop the count. Stop the count. The polls have closed and the votes have been tallied. It's the segment where bias takes over and nuance goes to die. Now, here's your favorite Buck Rising Show daily correspondent, Lucas Panzeca.
Ahead, bud.
Thank you, Root. What is the dumbest thing in sports this week? John Miller says power rankings.
Yep.
Puka says Tebow. Scott says Tebow. A lot of Tebow.
A lot of Tebow. A
lot of Tebow. And, here's D-Black, 1024, says... Did you see that video of the two kids on the Titans logo?
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that.
Just obliterating each other.
That was all over the internet.
Yeah, I think that's a good submission.
Yeah. Bad.
Giving 5-year-olds
bad CTE. PR for the Titans. They just happen to have a kid, a kid just head-to-head collision wearing Titans gear.
It could not be more, like, in your face. They're both wearing Titans helmets. They're doing it on the Titans logo.
Well, it's not the Titans logo. It's not the Titans logo at Nissan Stadium, but it is a Titans logo.
It doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter to the casual person strolling on Twitter.
Yeah, so now everybody's just up in arms, a mob, pitchfork, and torches.
Oh, man.
Coming for the state of Tennessee because they just happen to be wearing Titans gear and doing that in the middle of a flaming thumbtack Titans logo.
Vast majority say Tim Tebow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What scares you about the Cardinals? Kyler Murray, J.J. Watt, Titans kicker, or Titans defense? The majority, 43% of over 600 votes, say Titans defense. 28% Kyler Murray, 22% kicker, 7% J.J. Watt.
Kyler is manageable, though.
And then DeAndre Hopkins also filling out the replies.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins is a problem. The Titans kicker, though, we still don't know the situation. V-Love says, great show. Because there's been no Tebow talk in Darren Bates, just generally.
Hey, shout out to V-Love. I don't know that we have Joshua Black if it's not for V-Love.
No. Listen, V-Love is regularly responsible. I mean, his nickname was Mater V, the maitre d' of Nashville, if I am not mistaken. So this man is a tastemaker among sports society and really just Nashville culture in general. So how do we do things for the culture? We bring in V-Love, we bring in Josh Black, and we let the connectivity of the show do all the heavy lifting for us so that, you know, I can look like I'm I'm competent, and you can look like you're competent. Really, it's everybody else doing all our work for us.
I owe this man several beers. Did you get gas yesterday? Yes or no? 66% say no.
Uh-oh, scramble. There's not a gas shortage in Tennessee, dummies.
I did have a caller during the break saying he passed by three gas stations yesterday that were out of gas, and it took him a while before he finally found some. So he said, get your gas.
Get your gas because people panicked and went.
The crazies are creating the gas shortage.
The crazies. It's not that the state of Tennessee was affected by the hacking of the Colonial Pipeline. That's Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia. Tennessee is just spiraling out of control.
Right, that's the thing. There was an issue with the pipeline, but the reaction is going to be worse than the initial problem.
Unbelievable with this. We talk about the dumbest thing in sports every Wednesday. This is probably the dumbest thing I'm going to see all week.
Should we defund the NFC East? 85% say yes. 15% say yes.
15% are hate watching and only doing it out of enjoyment.
I love the NFC East.
I was at the end. I was enjoying it at the end. But the beginning of it, when they're forced upon you, when they're shoved down your throat, and it was really only until the one Cowboys game, I think in the history of me being alive, they got flexed out of a primetime slot last year. That's really the only time it's been enjoyable.
You remember what for?
I can't remember. But I know it was the Cowboys and Jerry Jones.
But only the NFC East gives us Taylor Heineke starting in a playoff game. This is why we love the NFC.
No, that's not at all why we love it. We love it because Daniel Jones runs 60 yards, has a wide open lane to a touchdown, and then falls.
We love the NFC East because the Eagles effectively tried to not win a football game. I don't even remember. What was the reasoning behind that? That they pulled Jalen Hurts?
I don't remember. It's just everybody. That's probably the biggest reason why Doug Peterson ended up getting fired.
It was disgraceful.
There's a lot of disgrace that happens in that division.
That's why I love the NFCs.
Yeah.
Those are the polls.
All right. The polls each and every day, courtesy of Root Rhett Bryan and the Root Institute of Technology.
RIT.
RIT. Oh, goodness. Well, it has been a spectacular show today. Don't forget tonight, because we have kept you up to date on the reported schedule leaks. We have had five of them so far, but you will get the entirety of the schedule tonight. Lucas Panzeca and Will Bowling will preempt Titans radio coverage that begins at 7 p.m. They will be on at 6. The full schedule with Mike Keith, Amy Wells, Coach Dave McGinnis, and Rhett Bryan at 7 p.m. tonight on 104.5 The Zone. Then tomorrow, we'll come back and talk about it. Every game of the Titans season together, Diana Russini of ESPN will be here. We'll have a fantastic time. I don't know if it'll be as dangerous or make me laugh as hard as today did, but we'll certainly try our best. Diana's been known to have a slip-up or two. Who I know is not going to have a slip-up is Blaine and Mickey, because the exceptional, spectacular, unmatched, unparalleled sports talk conversation rolls on with Blaine and Mickey coming up next.
And my blood pressure plummets in a good way.
You got plenty of time to talk tonight. We'll see you tomorrow on 104.5 The Zone.